Good morning. So today's scripture is Luke chapter 11 verses 1 to 13. Luke chapter 11 verses 1 to 13. And after some time, Brother Dave is going to come and read for us. But I want to read a scripture from there, just one verse. One day, he was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said, "Master, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." When Jesus was praying, his disciples noticed it and they wanted to learn from Jesus how to pray. At many times, Jesus wanted to teach his disciples how to pray. But this was the time when his disciples noticed they came forward by themselves and asked, "Jesus, we notice when you pray, your face changes. We notice that even though you might have a very difficult long day, you do not miss your appointment with God. We noticed that when you pray, you are calm and collective. We notice that something is happening when you pray. And we want to have that energy. We want to learn from you how to pray. We want to learn how to pray." And so, dear people of God, the first thing I want us to learn is when we want something that people learn from us, the best thing for us to do is to practice in our own lives. Amen? And I have to confess about prayer. It is one of the most difficult aspects in my life. It's very difficult for me to be consistent. It is very difficult for me to spend a long hours in prayer. I remember a story about an Indian monk. So one day, a mother comes to that monk and asks that, "You know, can you tell my child not to eat too much sugar?" And he says, "Yeah. Why you want your child not to eat too much sugar?" "Well, because of too much eating sugar, like you can have diabetes and there are so many other things can go wrong with you. And so I want my child to learn that fact. I want you to tell him that." And so the monk says, like, "You know, why don't you come back in a week?" And so she goes home, comes back after a week. And then once again she asks, like, "Now can you tell my child not to eat sugar?" And then he said, "Yeah, don't eat sugar." And like, "Okay, I got it." And then mother is like curious, like, "Why did you ask me to come after a week?" He said, like, "When you came last week, I was also eating a lot of sugar. And so I did not have a clear conscience to talk about sugar to your child. But guess what? For 1 week now, I haven't eaten sugar. And so now I can boldly say that, hey, don't eat sugar." And so, dear people of God, I wish I can tell you that I have that courage to talk about prayer this morning. But I struggle. I confess to you, I struggle. And not only me, I think prayer is one of the most easy things to do in a Christian life. Again, you don't have to go to some place. You actually can pray while you're driving. You can pray while you're at home. You can pray while you're cooking. In other words, it is so accessible to all of us. And still, I realize that it is one of the most difficult things to do. How many of you realize that? Raise your hand so that I don't feel alone by myself here. Thank you so much. It is so easy to do in terms of you don't have any other qualification. You don't have to even dress properly to do that. But still, it is one of the most difficult parts. Whereas other Christian disciplines are a little bit harder. To come to church, we have to wake up in the morning on Sunday, right? We have to take shower. Some of us do that. And all that, it's a lot of work, right? If you're driving, if you're coming from far, then of course you have to drive. And if you're helping in some church activity, you have to come almost an hour before. So it is a discipline. It takes a while to do that. When it comes to prayer, nothing like that, but and still I see that a lot of people struggle with it. And so this morning, we are going to learn a few lessons from our Lord Jesus Christ about how he spent his time in prayer and how we can actually learn some of the things from his prayer. And maybe there is a model of prayer we can think about. So let's welcome Brother Dave once again. Let's a big clap.
And we'll see if these glasses are good enough to read from all the way over there. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray as John has taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say this, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.' Then Jesus said to them, 'Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and you say, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him." And suppose the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door's already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you ask. So I say to you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, fathers, if your son asks for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him?" I think that's it.
So when we see the life of our Lord Jesus Christ in regard to prayer, the first thing we notice, consistency. So if you're writing a note, maybe this is the right time to write down consistency. You know, the scripture often reminds that early in the morning, Jesus went out to pray. Early in the morning, Jesus went out to pray. Or if you remember the time when Jesus was about to be crucified, that night, you know, late night, he asked his disciples, "Let us go to Gethsemane Garden and pray." The other incidents we remember about when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, it was supposed to be the afternoon time. In other words, we see that Jesus is constantly praying during the whole day. Jesus is constantly in touch with God. He has made sure that he is going to spend quality time with God every day. In other words, like if you're texting, like he was texting throughout his day to God the Father above, but at the same time, he made sure that there is a time in his life, in his day, that he would make a special phone call to God the Father Almighty. He was very, very consistent in his prayer life. And dear people of God, I find it that when we are consistent, when we discipline ourselves in a certain way, then we can be consistent in our prayer life. One of the things I was struggling in regard to my children and how to develop their prayer life, I realized that as long as they are at home, they are busy doing other things. They are either doing homework or they are on their cell phone sometimes or they are reading or something else. And so it is difficult for me to get their attention. But when they are with me in the car, especially going to school, they're stuck with me. Amen? Amen? And so we have a children's Bible in our car. And so every day, Eva would have to open a place where she has left previous day and read that scripture. Now, once in a while, I also give right to some other children. And kind of by this time, they know that, like, yeah, as soon as we get into this car, the first thing we're going to do is read the Bible. Since they are not Christian, I don't encourage them to either close eyes or pray, but they can hear. They can hear the prayer. But again, that has become a successful tradition for me. Like every day we read the scripture and we pray, and they pray. And slowly their prayers are getting more and more interesting now. It is getting more and more diverse. Previously, they were praying for just few things, but now I encourage them to pray for their friends. I encourage them to pray for an exam they might have. I encourage them to pray for the relatives, both in Russia and in India. In other words, their prayer life is getting a little bit more enriched because we have been consistent in our prayer life. Amen? And so, dear people of God, I don't know how is your schedule, what is your terms and conditions with your life and with your family and the job situation and all that, but I'm sure there is a time in your life, in a day, where you could be consistent in your prayer, where you could say that, like, my drive from my home to my work is going to be my prayer time. Either I could hear the scripture on radio, or either I could find a way to hear God's word and also spend time in prayer. Because, dear people of God, that's where we get our spiritual strength. Amen? Because so many of us, we work so much for God, and when we are not being filled by God, when we do not have time with God in prayer and in reading the scripture, eventually we get tired, we get discouraged, we get disheartened. Because here we're doing everything and we are not being fed. And so I strongly encourage all of us, dear people of God, that you would have a time in your day where you would spend time with God. And as I said, the world in which we live, there are constantly so many things are attracting us to other ways, right? There's NPR radio, always interesting stories. There's a country music, and there's a rock and roll music, and there's a hip-hop music, and there's all sorts of music and all sorts of news and information. And we like, yeah, if I don't read this or hear this NPR story, I'm not going to live my life properly. I have to hear this news by 9 o'clock, right? But dear people of God, let me tell you that they will tell the story again 20 times in the same day. So spend time with God in prayer. Jesus, our Lord Jesus, was consistent in his prayer life. The second thing, he was dependent upon God. So his consistency, the second, his dependency upon God. Even though we know that Jesus is God, he constantly got his information. He constantly got his daily plan from God. And it feels like for so many times when we read the gospel that, and Jesus went to Jericho and he went to Jerusalem, he did this and that. It feels like it came so spontaneous to him, but in truly, he actually was getting his daily planner from God the Almighty. In other words, his life was so consistent with God and he was so dependent upon God that there was never a stage in his life where he said, you know, God, I have a plenty of money, so I don't have to worry about money. I'm not going to ask you for money anymore. Or God, guess what? I have the best doctor in the world. I don't have to worry about my health anymore. As soon as I get sick, I go to my doctor and everything is going to be perfectly fine with me. No, there was never a time in Jesus' life when he was only dependent upon himself. And dear people of God, again, in the world in which we live, there is this tremendous temptation for us to be dependent upon ourselves. Did you see when Edith asked our kids that, what help do you need? And like, well, I don't need any help. I got everything. I have great parents. I have a nice house. We have a nice car, we have like 3-4 cell phones, we have like 4-5 televisions, and so guess what? I'm set. I don't need anything. And not only for children, dear people of God, that could be our temptation too. That we could be so dependent on ourselves that when somebody else do need any help, we think for like 10 minutes and it's like, I don't know, actually, maybe not. I'm all set. Christ has taught us, especially when we pray, that give us our daily bread. I often tell that, you know, the first time when I came to America, we were living with my friend Chim and his wife. And they have 3 refrigerators in their house. And all of them are like heavily packed. And there is never a time when you actually, when we bring something from outside, there is no space to put anything because there is a plenty of food. And sometimes Most of our refrigerators are like that, and sometimes we feel it's like almost weird to say that give my daily bread, but I actually know that there is already 3 months food in my refrigerator. And so, dear people of God, let us be dependent upon God. Let us be dependent upon God. Let God know that, God, without you, I cannot live this day. Without you, I cannot sustain my life. You know, the best thing I like about my relationship with my children is they're dependent upon me. That they ask, Dad, we got to go to library. Can you drive us? We got to go to school. Drive us. Whatever they need, they are dependent upon us. And sometimes even though they have it, they still ask. And it feels good to be asked. Amen? I think one of the most scary part for the parents whose children are growing is like almost fearing like, well, they may not need us anymore. And I think God is scared of that too. Like, well, I blessed him so much that he might not need me anymore. Let us be dependent upon God. The third thing is flexibility of prayer. You see, one of the things Jesus taught to his disciples is a flexibility of prayer. So, for example, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was really upset about the whole crucifixion thing, he said, God, if it's possible, take this cup away from me. He wasn't afraid to complain to God. He wasn't afraid to ask God to change God's mind about certain things. In other words, he's saying that my prayer is not exactly the same every day. And therefore, dear people of God, when we think about Lord's Prayer, some people misunderstand that prayer as a magical prayer. In other words, hey guys, I got this prayer. Every time I need to pray, I just have to repeat these few words and I got it. Well, it is not a magical prayer, dear people of God, but it is a model prayer. In other words, we based our prayer life on the life, on the prayer Jesus taught us. We don't have to repeat it every day. That is not the only prayer we pray, but our prayer life could be based on the model life, model prayer which Jesus taught us. And so the great part of that is most of the faith people around the world, they have a sad prayer for morning, evening, and there is a sad prayer when it comes to the Protestant faith, especially that we have this flexibility of prayer. Amen? Now think about like when your child wakes up in the morning and exactly the same thing every day, like, dude, stop it, right? Because let's talk today. Let's talk about sun, moon, star. Let's talk about car. Let's talk about movies today. I want to have a conversation with you. I want to know you. I want to know what you're thinking. I just don't want to be to that robotic machine who would say the same thing to me every day. And so when it comes to Jesus, dear people of God, Jesus is the one who actually introduced people like that. When you pray, you said, Father. In other words, be flexible to call God, which is most comfortable to you. For some people, it could be Father. For some people, it could be Creator. For some people, it could be Mother. For some people, it could be Friend. And for all of us, it could be something else every day, depending upon our need and our desire that morning. But there is an openness, dear people of God, to connect with our God. Amen? And that is what Jesus taught us. Be flexible. Talk with God. Don't be repetitive, but develop your own conversation with God. Because as we talk, and again, some of the great times I have with my children is like when we just randomly have conversation about things. And sometimes that conversation go into so much of laughter and we laugh together. And sometimes it could go so deep into certain ideas. And sometimes it could be a life-changing conversation for them. And sometimes they just want to know that why this car is this and why that car is that and why it is that. And I have, as a parents, we have a privilege to teach them some of the wisdom which we have already received. But the great thing about it, there is a flexibility. We don't say in the morning that these are the topics we're going to cover during the day. No, whatever comes, let us be flexible, dear people of God. Let us be consistent. What's the second one? Amen. I'm glad because I forgot that. So let us be consistent. Let us be dependent. And what's the third one? Amen. Guys, you got it. Thank you so much. Let us learn from God. Amen. But it is a very, 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 very important for us to connect with God in prayer. It is as important as we want to connect with one another on the phone. As parents, we long to have conversation with our children. Doesn't matter how far they are and what they're doing. We want to hear their voice. Amen? And how much we're longing to hear their voice, and how much more, dear people of God, that God is longing to hear from us. That my son and my daughter, even though he's 50 years old, he is dependent upon me. He can't take a single step without me. How amazing for God it is that God can help us in our life's journey. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for your amazing presence in our lives. You are our Father. You are our Mother. You are our Friend. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. You are our Guide. You are our Partner. You fulfill all our deepest longing and desire and need, and we want to thank you, God. And some of us, as we struggle to connect with you because of our past experience, Lord, I pray that you would heal our spirit. You will heal our heart this morning so that, Lord, we might get to know you more and more every day, deeper and deeper. Help us to be consistent in our prayer walk. Help us to be dependent for everything in our life. Because, Lord, through that, Lord, your name will be glorified. And through that, Lord, our conversation, our prayer life would be enriched within us, Lord. We give you glory and we thank you. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the Spirit, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.